Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang raise your flag din para sa dalawa nating kababayan dito sa Australia kung saan ibinabahagi o ibabahagi nila sa atin ang kanilang sinimulang gawa na drama series o yung animation drama series nung nakaraang taon. At ito ay makakatanggap o bahagi ito ng makakatanggap ng pondo mula sa Screen Australia. At narito nga't alamin natin mula sa ating mga kababayan na sina Robertino Zambrano at Dulce Aguilar kung ano nga ba itong natatanging proyekto na kanilang pinagtratrabahuan ngayong taon. Kasama natin sa SBS Filipino ngayong araw, Filipino-Australian filmmakers Robertino Zambrano and Dulce Aguilar. Magandang araw, Robertino and Dulce. Welcome to SBS Filipino.
Thank you.
Yes, you are bringing onto our program another great work, Robertino. I know we had you 7 years ago. It has been a while. It's been a long time. We talk about your Oscar-nominated film before, but this is a different story and still in animation, isn't it? Tell us about Fish Boy.
Yes, so Fish Boy started as just an idea a couple of years ago, and actually a little bit longer than that. And me and my friends were just talking about why is there no show about, you know, our lives at that time, you know, like Filipinos growing up in Sydney. And, you know, we grew up not seeing, you know, anything on TV in Australia about us. But, you know, we knew that there's so many Filipinos in Sydney and in Australia in general. You know, we saw other cultures, you know, get their own shows or films about them. So it did start as this idea that, you know, maybe we should make something that's based on, you know, our life experience instead of growing up in Sydney and then in Western Sydney as Filipinos. So it really just sat as an idea on a piece of paper, like literally a line in a notebook, and nothing really happened. And over time, slowly building that idea and just imagining things. But when this Digital Originals project came up, you know, I thought it's a good time to flesh out that idea and try and make it, you know, into a thing. So we started writing and building that idea out. And then I brought Dulce on board to join me because, you know, it's hard to make these sorts of things by yourself. But yeah, that's sort of the inception of that idea for Fish Boy.
Dulce, I know you are a producer for the Fish Boy, but tell us about yourself.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, my journey in the whole filmmaking and production side of things has been going on for a while. I've started off more so in the advertising, creative agency side of things. So a lot of corporate work. But on the side, I generally like to do my own content as well. So I've had short films that I've done some festival runs around nationally, one in particular called Whispers. And recently I did another short program that a close friend of mine wrote about her diabetic experience. That was called My Stomach is a Dartboard. That one was actually picked up by ABC iView just recently. And then just from there, I've kind of just continued to do things kind of on the side, continue to create stories that I think really should resonate and we should be out there. And then, I mean, Robertino came up to me with this amazing project. I couldn't say no. So many stories in my own life experience resonated with what he was talking about. And it was just, I think, time for us to partner up and really, you know, get these stories out there. So that's kind of how we just joined up in this program, on this project.
Ang animation series na Fish Boy na ibinabahagi ni na Robertino at Dulce ay nakasama sa mga na-shortlist na proyekto sa nakaraang taon na Digital Originals Initiative ng Screen Australia, SBS at NITV. Hangad ng nabanggit na Digital Originals Initiative na bumuo ng mga nakakatuwa at makabagong short-form drama projects na ipapalabas bilang single hour-long episode program sa SBS On Demand, SBS Viceland at NITV na gawa ng mga screen creatives na sa kasaysayan ay hindi gaanong naire-representa sa sektor ng pelikula. Kasama ang Fish Boy o ang proyekto nila Dulce at Robertino sa mga na-shortlist.
Yes, so Screen Australia, SBS and NITV run this program annually called Digital Originals. You know, in short, it's a sort of talent escalator and project development program for like emerging creatives and underrepresented creatives in the industry. And it's basically to help people develop short form drama projects. And they'll end up being a sort of 6 by 10 minute miniseries that will go live on SBS On Demand or on NITV or SBS Viceland. Yeah, the way it works is they take in applications from all around Australia every year, and then they select 10 projects, enter the short list of the program.
I think it's good to know, just to jump in. This year, I think they mentioned there was like 197 applications that went in. And
yes.
So to be one of the 10 that got selected for the first round to go into the first workshop. Yeah, so we're super proud.
Yeah, it's great. And, we didn't know what to expect going into this program too. And, we got invited to this 3-day super intensive workshop. Mm. And it's basically a boot camp where they, they make you pitch and repitch your idea over and over. We get talks and sort of lectures from, a lot of like screen mentors, like people, there's like an Emmy award winning, Emmy nominated writer and creator, Julie Kalsef, who, gave us like a super intensive, 1-day talk on narrative and writing. It was amazing. Our brains were just so full. And then you got to meet the other teams, some really diverse teams with some really interesting projects. And you all get together, improve your project, try and like really get it to a state that it's ready to pitch again, and hopefully develop. And in short, after this workshop, we did a pitch. They'll select 5 projects to take into development, and then from development, they'll select a final 3 to fund fully into production.
At nito lamang linggong ito, nitong Hulyo, ay inianunsyo ng Screen Australia na mahigit $5.2 milyong na pagpopondo o tinatawag na enterprise funding ang kanilang ibibigay sa ilang mga negosyo na gumagawa ng mga iba't ibang mga pelikula. At ang kumpanya na Kapwa Studio Works na itinatag ni Robertino Zambrano ay kasama sa 18 tatanggap ng Enterprise Business Funding. Sinusuportahan nito ang mga screen businesses na lumikha ng mga pagbabago at ganun din ng mga pelikula na natatangi at para doon sa mga sektor na hindi masyadong naire-representa sa sektor ng pelikula.
Those organizations are really trying to help people who are emerging, really working hard out there, trying to make their own content. So, yeah, I think that was another really great part of the program.
I think for a lot of creatives too, it feels like we're outsiders from a lot of this process. And you ask yourself, like, how do I get into these programs? How do I get a show up? This is basically a gateway for people like us and other people to actually get their ideas and actually get it made and be in charge of making it. We're already celebrating like this win of just making it into the workshop. It's such a big achievement. I think we're both just proud to have been through it, and
absolutely.
Yeah, we're so excited about that.
Yeah, and just putting your name out there is already a win, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, any kind of, I don't want to say validation, that's probably the wrong word, but just any recognition, especially in our community, to be able to be like, feel like we've been seen and seen on platforms like SBS or NITV even, it just feels like we're helping our stories be told, pioneering a way for other creatives who are coming up behind us, or not even just behind us, with us. Yeah, to be able to help our community and our faces to be shown on screen, really.
And to think a lot of Filipinos are really into the arts, and lot of Filipino creatives, isn't it? And I know that with SBS, we had featured before Von Patia, film producer and writer as well. But Fishboy is a story that is quite Filipino, isn't it? Tell us about the story or a gist of Fishboy.
Sure.
Yeah, so Fishboy is a story about growing up as Filipino-Australians. It's a story about that third culture kid experience where, Dulce and I grew up, our parents were the first gen coming in, and then we're sort of like that Aussie but still Filipino, stuck in between kind of generation. And it's fun to be able to tell that story. So in short, like Fishboy is about stuck in a rut fish delivery dude, and he's working for his parents' Filipino mini mart, and he's basically forced to sort of like raise the stakes on his side hustle game to save his parents' family business from going under. And he's also battling with ideas of, you know, just trying to get out of the West and leave his life as he knows it and trying to find his own identity. It's a struggle comedy. It's a dramedy series. So, you know, we wanted to tackle a lot of these issues with a mix of drama, but also a bit of comedy, just to, you know, use that as a tool to be able to laugh at ourselves and our own experiences, especially some of the experiences which I think are difficult, or, you know, we debate a lot about our culture. You know, not everything is, you know, great, like any culture. There's good sides and bad sides. And for us, this is a way to explore a lot of those ideas.
I think also, just to jump in there, like the whole idea of comedy and drama is very integral to, I think, the Filipino culture, right? We love to laugh at ourselves. Laughter and fun and just kind of having a really light heart is, I think, really integral and really is what our community is like. So, and that's one of the things I loved about Fishboy when Robertina came up to me, was that it just felt, it resonated so much with just the community.
That was my next question. Like when Robert came to you and showed you or presented to you Fishboy, did you think that, oh, this is so Filipino?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, and it's not even about being Filipino. I think it's even more like specific to really what Robertina was saying, is that third culture experience with really that kind of multi-layered identity of being raised with the ethnicity and the culture of the Filipino community, but also being raised in a country that's not of, is not the Philippines, right? Especially for me, who was born and raised here, like there is that sort of disconnect that you do feel growing up, but you were so ingrained in it. You know, all the eating and the chismis and the, you know, the pitas and, you know, all of that is still part of my life, which really ties me to the Philippines, I think. So it's really important to, like, to share those stories, I think.
Another thing that is so interesting about this is I haven't seen or read anything about Fishboy, but just reading the summary of it, it makes the story so interesting that I want to watch it already.
Like
how the story will flow or end. But that is something that our listeners should be watching out for. What do you think is the message that Fishboy would like to share, not just to the Filipino-Australian community, but to the wider Australian community? Robertino.
Yeah, look, I think we've got so many messages in there, but I think the takeaway from it is that, yes, you know, we, each of us and every new generation of Filipinos will have to find their own way of being Filipino, and that's going to change over time. And a lot of the times you'll think you have to run away from who you are or who your parents are to find your own way. But I think the big message is that a lot of the time we'll end up finding that a lot of the tools and the things we want out of our lives and that can make us happy and actually, you know, make us connect to our own essence are right under our noses and in the community around us. And I think a big part of that message does resonate with other Australians and other cultures too, because I think all Australians, we're all, you know, migrants of some sort. And we're all, everyone is trying to define their own identity. And I think this is a big part of that, is finding yourself and then trying to find out who, in a way you can find that in the people around you. And it's really about family and about community. And I think that's something everyone can connect with.
Is there anything that you would want to add, Dulce?
Oh, no, Robertina nailed it. I think for me, the idea, like, it's about family and it's community. And that's the biggest lesson, I think.
I'm just curious, you being born and raised here, Dulce, and your parents are from the Philippines, is there anything special or particular that you had experienced being of Filipino background or with immigrant parents?
Oh, gosh. great question, Annalyn.
No, you would like, it's like when you have read about Fishboy, it's different from my story, but sort of I can relate to it.
One of the biggest differences, obviously, Fishboy is about the male perspective. So in saying that, that's kind of one of the things that I'm working with Robertino, is just making sure that even the female audience, Filipino, Australian, whatever, is still able to resonate and still able to understand the stories and kind of all the little inflections that you know, Fishboy will be portraying. But other than that, honestly, like, we talk about it, and I can even remember when I was younger, wasn't a fish delivery, but there was a bread man. He would literally drive around my community selling Spanish bread from the back of his car. That's what I mean. It just resonates so much that I think everyone will be able to connect with it in some way or form, whether it's an experience that they've seen, or even if it's like people who are not of Filipino descent. Like, everyone knows a Filipino. We are everywhere. You're at work, or, you know, we're in your school, we're everywhere. But it's that they don't know our culture because they don't see it. They only know from the experience. And hopefully this will be able to open that up, and people will get to experience our experience through these stories.
At yan, napakinggan natin ang naging panayam natin kay Robertino Zambrano at kay Dulce Aguilar, at kanilang ibinahagi ang kanilang pinagtatrabahuan na animation drama series na tinawag nilang Fish Boy. Sa mga susunod na buwan o araw, aabangan natin kung maipapalabas nga ba ito o kung saan natin ito pwedeng mapanood sa mga susunod na buwan.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.